would be my all-time favourite musical.
Funnily enough, it's mine too, Graham.
Is it?
I love it.
Well, we're about to disagree on something, though.
Yeah.
I played that because Bastille Day's coming up, but also Vive la France in the World Cup.
Yeah.
Now, it's Aussies aren't in. Who are you going for?
Obviously Britain.
Why is that, Veronica? Please explain.
Well, I grew up in England.
Did you? Okay,
yeah. Still got a little bit of loyalty.
We better have a little fish and chip dinner bet on that.
Yeah. Well, as you say, I think it's this weekend they're playing, aren't they?
Yeah, I'm not sure what day it is, but what I did want to chat with you about, and I know you've been doing some homework there, Bastille Day is a bit of a myth outside France, I discovered. One Bastille Day I was there, and I look forward, I go down stairs from the hotel and I'm looking forward to the Bastille Day luncheon. Not happening. Bastille Day. Not an event here.
How
they don't even use the term. They talk about le 14 juillet, which is the 14th of July.
Yes.
And yeah, it's an anniversary date of the storming of the Bastille by, you know, those who rebelled against authority, namely the royalty and the clergy.
I think they call it the national holiday.
Yeah, and that's what a friend said to me. He said, "We love it because it's a bank holiday, therefore everybody takes off the day before." So they get together with their friends and they might have a picnic or something, but they don't use the term Bastille Day. Yes, there's a big military parade up Champs-Élysées, which involves, the street being chock-a-block full of equipment and soldiers and formation.
And flags.
Some flags.
Blue, and white, and red flags.
Fly the tricolour comes down in three jets sort of let off as they're coming down the thing. But, you know, they don't do the big thing. It's not American Independence Day. It's not Thanksgiving. It's not British Day or Australia Day. It's not quite the same deal over there.
But they do have a firework parade.
Yeah, they do.
Against the Eiffel Tower, which would look amazing.
I can't bring the exact phrase to mind. No doubt someone out there will. But it talks about fireworks is something de artifice.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, artificial sky or something.
Yeah.
Artificial stars. I don't know. I haven't got the phrase in front of me. But, yeah, I was just staggered. I'm thinking, this is a big day to celebrate.
Mm.
And I've had bigger celebrations for the French National Day here in Melbourne.
Yeah, that's right, which we do celebrate. We know it's Bastille Day.
Yeah, and we've talked about, you know, dining in the dark.
Yeah, and they're having a celebration there.
They're having it at Como.
French food.
Yeah.
Which you won't know. Yeah, maybe they're going to have snails.
Yeah, well, that's what I was worried about. You wouldn't know if it was a snail or a fresh garden slug, would you?
No, but
how'd you catch it?
Oh, and I think also you'd probably have French cheeses and baguettes.
You're allowed to bring your little sneaky torch?
Oh, I think you could cheat, couldn't you?
Yeah. Well, listen, they may as well include the dining in the dark with nude dining. There's a restaurant that does nude dining somewhere.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
It wasn't all the people on top of Spencer's, in Spencer's shot on top of the car park in Paran. No, there's a nude dining restaurant somewhere. I don't know what they sit on.
Okay.
That'll be interesting. Anyway. So
Bastille Day, but we're celebrated here.
Yeah.
And in Australia, no military parade or fireman's ball for us. Apparently they have a fireman's ball in Paris.
That's a raffle.
Is it? Oh, dear. Let's move on.
That's an old gag. They leave the fire stations open or something. I thought maybe that was because they were afraid of the joint being
the
burnt
fireworks,
down.
The fireworks, that's probably the case.
Yeah. But anyway, look, it's lovely. And I don't know if it's still there. There was a beautiful little French restaurant in West Melbourne in the late 70s, 80s called La Chaumière.
Yeah.
Where I had beautiful steak frites.
Steak frites, you've got to have them in Paris.
Yeah, I've had them there too, but this was just as tasty. And I think that's what we did one Bastille Day when I was working here in Melbourne. I think I was working in TV or something. And we went over there and had lunch. I don't even know if it's still there. If it is, say good day. Bonjour. Bonjour.
La Chambord.
Chaumière.
Chaumière.
Chaumière. We're not going to get to it before we have to bail out today, I don't think.
Okay. No.
Because we have come to the end of our first hour here on Travel Writers Radio.
Okay.
So what's happening in the next hour, Veronica?
As it turns out, we're a bit cruisy tonight, as our reporters first take you on a river cruise stopping over in St. Petersburg and Moscow. Then we're in Darwin for a sunset cruise on the SV Karoo. And we find out about Viking Cruises' local plans for ocean sailing.
Didn't they just win a big award?
Yes, they've only been in ocean cruising for 3 years, and they've already been named by Travel and Leisure, which is one of
the magazine,
which is one of the biggest, as the world's best cruise line.